so.
You said big old black pot. What types of, did she use cast iron or?
Yeah, it's cast iron.
Cast iron.
All of the stuff back in was cast iron.
And what did she fry in?
She had one of these cast iron skillets. I got one there I use all the time.
That's what I use too. I love them.
I do too.
I really like them. They cook better than anything.
Yeah, we use one all the time. It's just like this, except it's bigger. See, this
I hadn't noticed that was a little small one. Yes. And I hadn't seen one that small before.
Well, I mostly use them for ashtrays.
Be nice for melting butter and things like that in.
Oh, yeah. It'll cook. Mm-hmm. Wife just put that over, I don't know why, tin foil.
Keep it from getting dirty. Okay. What types of, we mentioned that you grew your food. What types of food did you grow?
Well, you growed all your garden vegetables, like peas, butter beans, raised onions, and see, you raised all your meat. Now you take your meat. We didn't have no curing house, nothing like that. What we did is hung it up in a smokehouse and burned hickory wood under it, and that's where you cured it out. And we had hams and shoulders from one year till the next. Never give out middlings. May had all our lard. We never did have to buy anything like that because we always raised it. And see, you raised all your corn to feed your hogs, scrap from the table, what you call was slop, then the brand you got from your meal, the shorts, then you fed them corn, so you didn't have to buy anything for them. Then we raised everything that you do now, like your sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, and onions, and beans, and butter beans, and peas. All that was grown, and we'd gather it, put it in the barn, and as we needed, we'd get it up.
Okay, great. I've got a couple right here that I need to ask. What do you call, and I think you probably have one for dinner, those nice, pretty red vegetables that you had over here on the counter?
Tomatoes.
Yes, okay. And the little small, did you ever grow any little small red ones? Not tomatoes, but a little small red. Think it grows underground?
Oh, that's iced potatoes.
Iced
potatoes grow underground.
And these can be kind of hot.
That's onions.
Okay, and they can be red or they can be white. If they're red,
they're red, yellow, and white.
They can be long.
Cucumbers, squash, all such as that.
Okay, now this, what I'm thinking of is it's a little red vegetable and
beets.
You can eat it raw.
Beets you could eat raw.
Right, and it's hot.
Yeah.
Did you ever grow radishes?
Oh yeah, all sorts of that.
Okay. Did you ever grow a vegetable that you could put into soup, and that's kind of gooey, and you can fry it, and it grows up real high, and it has some big leaves on it. Might use it in a gumbo. Did you ever grow okra?
Oh yeah. Like I say, anything that's on the market now, we grow it back then at home.
Okay. What did you call the types of beans that you would break open the pods and take?
String beans.
Even when they had gotten fully mature and you.
You can them. Mm-hmm. Keep them through the winter. You can squash, canned tomatoes, all such as that. In other words, you can them on an old wooden stove. And you cook all that in a pot, like I was talking about.